The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Now, after Jesus disappeared, his friends had a terrible problem because there are lots of people in the world and they don't all speak the same language, as Jesus' friends were just ordinary people like fishermen and so on. They didn't know how to get over this. So to help them, Jesus performed another miracle. Rat peered at the page. Well, it doesn't say so here, but he probably got God to help him with this one because it was a very hard and very important one. Anyway, a few days later, the disciples were all having a chat together on a street corner when they heard a big wind blowing. Just like now, said Toad. Very similar, said Rat. And then they saw flames of fire appear over each other's heads out of nowhere, and at the next moment they could speak all the languages in the world, and so there was no one who couldn't be told the story of Jesus, and that's why we all know it so well. Rat closed the Bible and gave another yawn. A loud snore came from Captain Beaky. He's dropped off, said Toad. So he has, murmured Rat, blinking sleepily. An owl's fast asleep, he whispered. Better not wake them up. They look so peaceful. With a creak of knee joints, Rat stood up. Where are you going? Whispered Toad. To a comfy feather bed downstairs, said Rat, and tiptoed out of the room.
Oh, said Toad. I wish I could sleep.
Now, Batty Bat flew down through the old knot hole that was nearly above the bed, and gripping the edge of the shelf, he swung to and fro like a pendulum, his shadow moving backwards and forwards across the wall.
So do I, squeaked Bat, but I was awake listening.
Captain Beaky and Owl both gave loud snores. Well, I'm going to try and sleep now, said Toad. Good night. And putting his fingers in his ears, he closed his eyes.
No one said their prayers yet, squeaked Bat,
as he swung himself up on the shelf next to Captain Beaky's hat. Timid Toad opened his eyes.
I'd say them for everybody, squeaked Bat. But not everybody likes two kinds of jam, so you'd better do it for all of us.
Timid Toad very carefully got out of bed in his nightshirt and knelt down.
Said Toad. Said Toad, frowning.
Ah, yes, of course, said Toad, and gazing up at the stars that twinkled through the big knot hole in the ceiling, he put his hands together and said,
Dear Jesus, if you're still awake, I would just like to say that though it's rained a bit down here, we've had a smashing day. And all of us tried very hard to do the things we should. Although it must be difficult to see us in the wood. There's nothing much we need, of course, except for this and that. So goodbye from Captain Beaky and Owl and Rat and Toad and Bat. Oh, and by the way, I'm Toad.
And Timmy Toad climbed back into bed. And he was just about to lie down when something occurred to him. And leaning out of bed, he looked up through that big knot hole in the ceiling.
And by the way, said Timmy Toad, glancing around to make sure everyone was fast asleep, don't be too cross with Hissing Sid for taking Captain Beaky's hat, because he's got lots of them. And anyway, it's the wrong size. Good night.